Authority turned 25. A celebration of social security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
A Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises challenged to show results since its creation. 12 charged with murder in Kalumbila mob justice incident. And charity says sexual violence part of everyday life in parts of Sudan. Good evening with the main news. I am Christabel Kamano. The Cleaners Association of Zambia has urged the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises to publicly outline its achievements over the past 4 years amid growing calls for accountability. Association President Lawrence Makombi says the ministry holds a key role in promoting entrepreneurship and supporting national development, but stressed that its impact must be reflected in clear, measurable outcomes. Mr. Makombi challenged the newly appointed Minister Mufonelo Malama to present evidence of success, including the emergency of financially empowered local entrepreneurs and millionaires. He noted that citizens are increasingly demanding proof of real progress rather than theoretical projections or unverified figures. Mr. Makombi also questioned the effectiveness of government-funded initiatives, calling on the ministry to highlight beneficiaries whose businesses have grown sustainably and are contributing to job creation.
Zambian people, the relevance of that ministry. How many millionaires has the Ministry of SME been able to create in the last 4 years? We do not look forward to theories and statistics that have not been proven. The Ministry of SME must be able to come back to the people of Zambia and say they have risen 3, 4, 5 Zambian indigenous entrepreneurs into financial and economic freedom. We want what the money that has been given to the CEEC by government to be shown as working.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is concerned about the growing use of fertility drugs without proper medical supervision, a trend that is placing women's health at serious risk. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabu has observed that the increase in the use of these medications without appropriate medical evaluation, prescription or monitoring is exposing themselves to potentially life-threatening complications. Dr. Mwabu says the inappropriate or excessive use of fertility drugs can lead to ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, a serious condition that can be fatal in severe cases. Prolonged misuse may also impair ovarian function and could increase the risk of ovarian cancer and other serious health complications such as ovarian damage. These risks underscore the urgent need for fertility treatments to be administered strictly under qualified medical supervision, said Dr. Mwabu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Mwabu emphasized that fertility drugs should only be prescribed and monitored by licensed fertility specialists or trained gynecologists. Dr. Mwabu has therefore called for urgent public education, stronger regulation of fertility medications, and strict adherence to safe clinical practices to prevent women's reproductive health.
This practice can lead to serious potential life-threatening complications and may also increase the risk of certain cancers. MQHZ strongly urges women to seek care only from licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, for monitoring and testing. We understand that infertility is a deeply personal and very sensitive challenge, but no woman should risk her health or her life in the pursuit of pregnancy.
12 people have been charged with murder in connection with the Kalumbila mob justice incident, while 22 others have been charged with riotous conduct. This is in connection with the violent murder of a 46-year-old woman of Chingola, identified as analyst Helen Kamutumbe, who was killed in a case of mob justice in the Kasisa area of Kalumbila district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi disclosed that the screening and identification process of suspects is still ongoing. Mr. Chilabi said the total number of suspects currently in police custody has risen to 257, adding that more arrests are likely as investigations continue and additional investigations are identified. He further stated that investigations into other related offences, including malicious damage to public property and assault on police officers, are still underway. Mr. Chilabi has since assured the public that all those found wanting will be brought to justice as the probe progresses.
Wish to update the public that 12 suspects have so far been positively identified and charged with murder, while 22 others have been charged with riotous conduct. The screening and identification process is ongoing. The total number of suspects currently in custody stands at 257. The number of arrests in the above stated offences may increase as investigations continue and more individuals are identified. We further wish to reiterate that investigations into the offences such as malicious damage to property and assault on police officers are ongoing.
The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation has called on government to expedite the passage of the Public Gatherings Bill before the dissolution of Parliament ahead of the 2026 general elections. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Msonda has expressed concern over recent remarks by Secretary for Technical Services Dickson Matembo, who identified that government is uncertain about enacting the bill before the elections. Mr. Msonda said that while government his position is that the process must follow due parliamentary procedures is understandable. However, the delay raises questions about its commitment to reforming the Public Order Act. He stated that the proposed Public Gatherings Bill contains progressive provisions that would significantly enhance the enjoyment of fundamental freedoms, including the right to assembly and association. Mr. Msonda has since urged government to demonstrate political will by providing a clear roadmap outlining the timelines for the consideration and enactment of the bill. He further reminded the President and the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of their campaign promises to reform the Public Order Act once in office. Other progressive pieces of legislation have been passed within a short period of time, and we see no reason why the Public Gatherings Bill should not be treated with the same urgency, said Mr. Msonda.
ADEC believes that the reform process should not be delayed, given the progressive provisions in the bill that would significantly improve the enjoyment of freedom of assembly and association in Zambia. We urge